Head over there, Jimmy. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, what if I'm down here, my wife, my husband, we'll get you anyway. Ooh. Right. Care who you are. You're supposed to have a new creation. Ooh. Tell you the truth. Ooh, tell you the truth. It's not a requirement that you marry. No, sir. Ooh. Did you know this? It's not a requirement of God. No, sir, it's not a requirement. Ooh. Ooh, create a new body. Destroy that old voice. Create a new voice. Destroy that old face. Create a new face. Ooh. Father, in obedience to you, I give new eyes to this new creation here. Now watch him come over. Ooh, reach out there towards him, Charles. Ooh. 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 Hold her glasses. I give her a new voice. Destroying her old voice, Lord. Just feel that spirit come alive in that voice. Feel it from that anointing inside, Judy. Ooh. Destroy her old face. Give her a new face of your new creation. In obedience to you, Father, I give this new creation of your new eyes that she might see you and all the glories of your heavens. Now just watch it come over. Ooh, see that light come in and reach your eyes, reach your hand right out towards you. Ooh, you see him, there he is. Ooh, see him, ooh. See him move, see those clouds of glory around him. Angels ascending, descending. Ooh. Ooh, in obedience to you, I destroy all sex lust. All lust of the flesh, all lust of Satan. Will I fire your body? Circumcising him, making him a new bottle for that new creation. Hath been utterly burned and utterly destroyed. Oh. Oh. Hath been. I don't understand how you going to ever get lust out of people and get them in order. Fire of God. No need to fighting out of it and making a law out of it, is there? Ooh, let's put them together now. Ooh, let's lay them right in there. I know they sort of. Put your arm right around. Ooh, that's it. Put them right there. Put your hand right there. You can keep looking at him, Judy. Lay your hand right there. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, now let's put these together and put spirit of life right in them. Feel that, Dennis? You want to stay that way, Laura? You can if you want to now. Ooh. Come on, this side. Ooh, you down below. Ooh. In obedience to you, Father, we place this woman inside of her husband under grace in the name of Jesus. Ooh, feeling this mesh right now. Ooh, giving new life to these organs. Ooh, feel that life coming. Now just let them down, that's good. Ooh. Obedience to you, Father, and your order through Jesus Christ, we just place this woman under grace back inside of her husband. Ooh, just feel it. Move you right in there. Feel it. Making her flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, flesh of each other's flesh, bone of each other's bone. Feel it. Move in there. Ooh, in obedience to you, Father, giving life back to these sex organs. Bringing them alive by the spirit of life. Oh, she, oh, oh, that's it. Just let them right down there. Oh. Mm. say, Brother Pruitt, you're doing something nasty. I told you better leave all prudence at home. Too much running around prudence now. That's what's troubled. Satan likes to keep everything hidden, doesn't he? That's the reason you cast children out in the world. They don't know. They don't even know. Some of them grown, because they don't know where baby kittens come from. That's the most stupid thing in the world. Say, well, my parents taught me that way. That was wrong. That should be knowledge with wisdom of God. I don't mean just throw it wide open, but with the wisdom of God, knowledge should come. You know, Satan wants to keep folks in darkness. He's the prince of darkness. God is the prince of light. Say, but that was the way to do it. Well, what you're talking about, a way to do it, is evidently wrong, because the world's in one hell of a mess. Something was wrong. Something was wrong, wasn't it? The whole creation, almost just a few scattering of people here, but what are perverted so they can't even live, even religious folk. You know, obedience to you, Father, with the fire of your body. The fire of the body of Jesus Christ, I destroy this old body. Destroy it. Destroy it and bring forth a new body. Destroy that old voice, that old face, and bring forth a new voice and a new face. Give him this new creation of your new eye. Just watch it come open there, dear. Reach your hand right out toward you. See him there? Look at that light come. That's it. Go ahead and give her new eyes. Just watch it come now. Reach on out toward him. That's it. Go ahead and get her organ while you're at it. Circumcised a second time. In obedience to you, Father, I destroy these sex organs by the fire of your body. However, lust in them hath been utterly destroyed. Hath been. Now, they were very strict with this, and one of the curse of God came upon them. People, when the sons of God began to go in under the daughters of men, they were very strict. And God's moving back into that strictness now. He will not allow an uncircumcised person to be joined to a circumcised person. He allows it on the old covenant for long-suffering and grace. But in the new creation, he'll cut it off. He won't let the Son of God. You understand this? So we might as well start working towards this thing right now. If you want to get your life in a mess, I mean in a real mess. I mean in a real mess. You go to going, boy or girl, you go to joining yourself together with a person that has not been delivered from lust. Now go ahead and do it if you want to. Then you've got the biggest mess you've ever seen. Let's place them inside there. Did you get her organ? Let's move him back there. We better get some running room here. Yes, Lord. Let's place her right inside there. Come on this side here. Y'all don't step on them down there. Really don't have to go through all this form if you want to be right about it, but God said do it this way because he wants people to have a personal experience. You can absolutely, with a sword of the fire of God's grace, you can absolutely destroy a person. You know how many times I've been tempted to do that to some of y'all, but the Lord wouldn't let me. The Lord, if they give me any more trouble, I'm going to absolutely spam. You won't do anything till I tell you. You know, I have the authority to do it, even in disobedience of God. That'd be terrible to do it. Did you know you can use the gifts and calling of God in disobedience to Him? Sure. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we place this woman under grace, right inside of her husband, making her flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, and they one together in flesh and in spirit. Oh! Oh! Giving new life to these sex organs. Oh, shila la braha. Oh, you ain't seen it and how you feel. You ain't seen anything yet. You know where he's headed. You know where God is headed with you. Everyone listen to me. You know where God is headed with you. He's headed to you into the beginning. Jesus Christ is leading you right to seal you into the body of the Father God. Right where Jesus came from. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's where he's headed with you. This is exactly where John carried the people in the beginning. Where God starts with you all over again with a new creation, and he brings you forth as sons and daughters out of his body. This is where he's headed with you. And if God permit, that's where I'll put you. I sure would like to get everybody tonight. We're going to stop. Because he said stop. And we're going to be obedient to him, aren't we? But I want us one more time. I want us one more time. Let's get our guitars and let's sing this, a few verses this anyhow. And let's get it on tape. Because I want this song to be a record of what God is doing. In a few short 12 verses here, God has given a complete teaching. Where did you get all this, Brother Britt? I got this from one of our family, John the family man. Oh, yes. He's the one that formed the first family. And since I do not know anything of my own self, I must follow my family of the heavens. You see, Jesus Christ finished the work in him. He didn't finish it in me, did he? He finished it in John. Jesus Christ in John finished the work. Now you think he's going to come along and let me get a special private revelation? No. I've got to follow the same pattern that John did. Learned the secret a long time ago. I was seeking God after knowledge. And he spoke to me and said, if you receive the one that I sent, then you receive me. I said, show them to me, Lord, and I'll receive them. He said, there's John. There's Paul. There's Matthew. There's Isaiah. There's David. He said, just plow at it. But he said, don't be coming to me for any special revelation. He said, read that word and then look at me. And then I'll reveal it and open it to you. And he said, I'll tie it together from Genesis to Revelation. Because he said, if you, any man, ask God, wisdom of God, he said, I'll give it to you liberally and upbraid not. The Lord, I ask it. He said, here it is. Having been delivered to our Father God, into his presence through Jesus. are two works that must be done before he sealed us in the fire of his body. That's what he's going to do, is seal us. When he gets through these things, we're going right there. One of our family of the heaven, lets us know by the Holy Ghost. The Apostle John, God's family man, shows the two works that must be done. Very plain with you, the two works that we see in Revelation the 14th chapter, you're delivered as virgins in Christ. And in order to be a virgin through Christ, you must literally have all of your old ways and all of your desire destroyed. That's plainly what it means. Now, you came through the body, the regenerated body of Christ, regenerating, and you were delivered into the Father. But there was some things left out, not through his weakness that he didn't do a perfect job, but you just didn't commit everything by faith. But God said, that's all right. Get the fire and get what didn't regenerate him. And the next work, no guile in their mouth. That means none of their own way. And that's what you've got tonight. You got new eyes, new life, new voice. No more your own. Say, well, it didn't perfect. Sure, you're going to perfect it yourself, aren't you? Having now escaped the corruption of the world, by the fire of God to be purified, till no fleshly lust remain in our body, till all our old ways are completely gone. Virgins through Christ, and no guile in our mouth. None of our ways, none of our words, none of our flesh, none of our feelings, only the flesh and the feelings of Christ. You cannot put them new wine in old bottles. For the new wine will burst the old bottles. Then both the wine and the old bottles will be wasted, spilled on the ground. The old bottle being your old fleshly nature that covers and holds the life of Christ inside. your old desire, your way of life, that continually resists the life of Christ. Don't you remember Paul said the spirit lusts against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the thing you ought? Paul was ministering on the sick suffering of Christ. Oh, yes. John ministered on the seventh. And that fire, well, the body stopped all that flesh lusting against the spirit. Didn't it? Gave you a way to where you can keep yourself moving. Heavenly fire of His love,
of His love,
the fire of the body of Jesus Christ, that in suffering turned into grace fire, now put inside the anointing in me. Joe, bunch of young punks know how to play a guitar. They ride it like a bronco. Know how to play anything with a bunch of foolish men. You gotta become a child before you can play it like this, so you don't have any own way in it. You're about three beats behind me there, brother. Come on, step it up now. But where's your dad, Susie? With a heavenly fire of His love, by the Holy Ghost, by your body purified, by grace and love, I burn your old life that's been reserved for judgment fire, so that I, yet not I but Christ, may present you blameless and spotless before God's throne of judgment fire, and we may all have a full reward. Not willing that any should perish, but that all may escape judgment. Our Lord Jesus gave His flesh and blood to be burned in the fire for you. Let's sing it over one more time. Being not willing that any should. should perish, but that on may escape judgment. Our Lord Jesus gave his flesh and blood to be burned in the fire for you. Sing it over one more time. Listen to it.
Being not willing
that any should perish,
but that all
may escape judgment.
Our Lord Jesus
gave his flesh and blood
to be burned
in the fire for you. Oh, get my guitar.